What's good? You already know who it is, and if you don't know who it is, it's your man Leon Benson, aka Leon Genesis, aka your mom's favorite personal trainer, aka Let's Get It, aka Let's Work, aka Always Working, aka Features Thompson in the building. What it do? We back at it again, man. This is episode 113, season 3 of the Passion, Purpose, Perspective podcast by yours truly. We out here, we working. It's Sunday fun day, August 21st, 2022, man. I don't have a lot of time. This might be the shortest episode in the history of all of the Passion, Purpose, Perspective podcast episodes ever. But anyway, man, let's get into it. Last episode, we discussed 9 fitness excuses that adults make for not exercising. And then we also discussed in the world of finance, financial confusion, what has been happening in the market, all of the different variables and market dynamics, and just how it can confuse your average everyday retail investor. So if you want to go back into the feed, you can check out episode 112 to get all of the details. Today, I want to briefly talk about just programming and strategies and routines and just how they're important. So in the world of fitness, you need to have strategic exercising discipline. So I've jotted down a few questions here and I'm not going to go too deep into them, but basically when it comes to exercise, how many days a week do you want to train? Figure that out. Maybe you want to train 2 days a week, 5 days a week, 7 days a week. I don't know. Maybe you want to just train 1 day a week. Figure out how many days a week you want to train. What body parts do you want to focus on? Maybe you're trying to work on your core. Maybe you're trying to reduce some of the arm fat that you have on your triceps, aka the back of your arms. Maybe you want to improve your legs, you know, get some more muscular definition in your legs. Maybe you just want your legs to be stronger overall. I don't know, but figure out what body parts you wanna work on. No, there is no such thing as spot reduction. You can't lose weight in a specific spot just from doing specific types of workouts. For example, you can do all the crunches in the world. That's not gonna burn belly fat. It'll help tone the muscle that's already underneath the fat, but you can't just target your stomach fat, for example. But of course, you're going to have certain things that you really want to get improvement upon. So create a program or workouts that are designed to help implement improvements in those areas. Another thing, how long do you want to train for each session? So do you want to work out for an hour? Do you want to work out for 30 minutes? Do you want to work out for 15 minutes, 25 minutes? Figure that out. Another thing, how many reps do you want to do? How many sets do you want to do for each and every exercise that you perform in the gym? Another question you need to figure out, how many movements or how many workouts do you want to engage in per session? Maybe you're a high volume individual, so you might want to do 6 or 7 exercises per training session. Maybe you don't have that much time, so you might just do, 3 or 4 basic movements that cover, a plethora of areas on your body. But again, that's something that you need to define and figure out to ensure your success. Another thing, how many rest days do you want to have per week in your training program? Because rest is extremely important. And during rest periods, especially in terms of actually getting enough sleep and in terms of taking days off in between training, that's probably when you're going to see the most results and see the most growth. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but trust me, that's when you're going to see a lot of the growth and a lot of the work payoff is, when you're getting proper amount of rest in between training sessions. So figure that out. How many rest days do you want to have per week? And then the last thing I have here is, how often will you change your programming? So some people, they'll change their workout routine every 4 weeks. Some people will change it every 6 weeks. Some people will change their training program every 8 weeks or every 12 weeks. It just depends on the individual. It depends on your goals. It depends on your time horizon and so many other different things. But yes, figure that out. Do you just want to do the same workout, you know, for a year straight? Or do you want to break it down maybe like into four quarters? So every quarter you might change your workout routine. Whether that's through volume or whether that's through changing the actual exercises that you engage in. But figure that out. So basically, all of those questions are helping you to map out everything that you need to do from a fitness perspective so that you never, ever get off track for any reason. And if you're able to narrow down the answers to each one of those questions, you'll end up making a lot more progress that way because, again, you have a roadmap as to what you're doing, how many days you're training, what body parts you're focusing on, how long you're training, how many reps and how many sets, how many exercises you're going to perform each workout, how many rest days you're going to have, and how often you change your programming. Those are all things that will help you to pretty much just map out where you need to go, what you need to do, what you need to work on, what you need to get rid of in order to make progress in the gym, in terms of your physicality, in terms of your physique, in terms of the physical elements. And some of this you can kind of, you can tie it into nutrition, but I just wanted to focus on the actual exercise, because something that occurred to me or something that came to my mind before I recorded this was just programming and strategy, which obviously it's again, you're going to have a lot more success if you know what you need to do when you walk into the gym or when you are about to engage in a workout routine, whether it's outside at the gym, on a track, on a field, you know, wherever you train at. You need to have a plan. You need to have a strategy. You need to have tactics, because it's going to help you to have a routine. It's going to help you to stay consistent. And more importantly, it's going to allow you to yield results that you can be proud of, that you can be satisfied with, so that you're not just in the gym gambling about doing whatever, or you're not, you know, at home doing a workout routine that you're just not even sure of. You need to narrow down, you know, the specifics in some of these questions that I just mentioned, because it's going to really, really help you define what it is you're trying to do. And it's going to help you figure out where you're trying to go. So if you enjoyed that portion of today's episode, make sure you download, rate, comment, and subscribe to the podcast. We got more episodes on the way. Getting into the world of finance, I had so many different topics that I wanted to really break down, but I'm gonna narrow it down to just a few things quickly. So the S&P 500, it was at 42.2848 at the close on Friday. So about 12.24% off of the January 4th highs. So basically what that says is we're not in a bear market right now, but we are in a correction territory. So that is that. I basically have come to the conclusion that the market might rally every single time inflation comes down. Even if it comes down a few basis points, I think that the market's going to rally because people are going to be so hyped and just assuming that no matter what's going on with the Federal Reserve, that we've already hit a bottom and that things are going to skyrocket or things are going to go to the moon or we're going to be in a bull market. Honestly, I really don't know. I have no idea. But just seeing the little bit of data that came out in regards to the current inflation numbers being going from 9.1% to 8.5%, the market went crazy. Investors went crazy. Algorithms went crazy to the upside. So I can honestly see that happening consistently over the next year and a half or however long it takes them to bring inflation down to that 2% range. But aside from that, I went through an article on therobusttrader.com by Samuelson, and it kind of broke down algorithmic trading and just some of its key elements and characteristics and strategies. And some of you might not know what the hell it is. So basically, algorithmic trading is it's computer trading. It's where investors will program computers to make automated trades that they need to make in order to sustain their success, in order to generate returns, in order to generate a profit, and just to stay on top of things. So yeah, I kind of want to get into that because sometimes people get discouraged, because they might have a bad trade, or they might, you know, lose money in the stock market or whatever. And it's just like, you can get discouraged. So one of the key things about the market is that, and honestly, I don't know what the idea or what the exact number is, but some say that 60 to 70% and some say 80 to 90% of the stock market is traded through algorithms or through computers. So there's a lot of automatic trading that happens. Basically, you're investing against computers that are programmed to make certain trades. They're programmed to make buys and sells based on a lot of different elements and variables and metrics and numbers, and also based on a lot of financial news that comes out. So you can't compare your human abilities with a machine or with a computer. Don't do that, because if you do, you're really going to set yourself up for failure and you're going to give up on your investment strategy. So basically, that's why I'm talking about algorithmic trading, because with algorithmic trading, there's a system, there's a strategy, and there's less emotion in that. So on Instagram, I posted something along the lines of, you know, it's important to have a savings and investment strategy and behaviors that you stick to no matter what, because it's going to help you to take the emotion out of your trading and out of your investing. So that way, if there's less emotion in it, you're going to make less mistakes. You can't be emotional and invest. It's just dangerous, because you might try to revenge trade or get back any losses that you made or whatever. It's not about that. It's about risk management, managing the underlying risk, all of the various types of risk. And you want to make sure that you don't lose money. Because again, if you want to go to guys like Warren Buffett, you know, who is perhaps one of the most world-renowned investors in the history of investing, he says, rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, don't forget rule number one. So yeah, basically that just says manage risk as much as possible, because there's always risk. No matter what you do, no matter how safe of an investment strategy you think you have, there are always going to be risk. Another thing is the psychology of retail investors. We don't understand who we are as investors, and we need to really dive into the psychology of the human mind and who we are when it comes to money, when it comes to saving, when it comes to investing. Because the different things that we see in the financial news, that affects us mentally and psychologically. And we may or may not realize that. And that can be dangerous, because it can affect the way that you invest. So you want to be cognizant of that at all times, how things are affecting your mind on a daily basis. Because again, you need to make sure that what you see in the news, in the financial news, or what you hear about on social media, you know, with all these different analysts and gurus and whatnot, don't let that sway you from whatever your original strategy was. If you have an investment strategy that's working, stick to that strategy, because again, the market is, a large majority of it is computer programmed. So don't think that you're going to have the same performance as a computer that's automatically trading, you know, large volumes of trades within seconds. You're not going to be able to compete with that. So you have to look at what you can work with, which is just your own human abilities, which is why you need to develop an investment strategy that you can stick to. And you need to understand who you are. You need to understand what your budget is. And you need to look at your time horizon. And you also need to assess your risk tolerance. How much risk are you willing to take? How much risk can you actually handle? How do you respond to losses in your portfolio? How do you respond to gains in your portfolio? All of these things you need to be looking at and paying attention to, because it's going to make or break you over the long term in terms of just generating and building wealth. Because again, It's not just about making money in the stock market. It's also about preserving your capital over the long term. You want to preserve capital. The stock market is a capital preservation mechanism. It's not just about trying to make a bunch of money. It's also about making sure that you don't lose as much money when the market does swing in a downward spiral. Because you will fall prey to short-term fluctuations in the market. It's natural for us to do that. We are human beings. But again, we're going, really, honestly, the fight is against yourself, really, in terms of the psychological implications of all of the information that's coming in and just what you're trying to do and, you know, obviously what you're not trying to do, which obviously you're not trying to lose money. But of course, even the most successful investors lose money. You know, they make bad trades or they make bad investments or they succumb to the psychological behaviors or cognitive biases that any human's being can succumb to. So you can't have the perfect portfolio or the perfect strategy, but whatever your strategy is, you do need to stick to it as much as possible. Because again, if you have a strategic plan, you know how much you want to invest, you know how much you want to save, you know what businesses you want to buy via the stock market, you know, whether it's monthly, weekly, annually, and you stick to that, again, it's going to take out a lot of the emotional implications of being a human being, and you can stick to a strategy. So, don't get down on yourself if you've lost money on an investment. It happens to every single person. And if a person says they've never lost money in the stock market, it's bullshit and they're lying. We all lose money in the market. But the idea is to be able to survive, to see another day, to be able to trade another day if you're a trader, to be able to continue to invest for the long term if you're a long-term investor. Because honestly, yeah, man, again, the short-term fluctuations, it's all nonsense. The short-term news, you know, the weekly reports, even the stuff that I do in terms of just breaking down the market dynamics and whatnot, it's nonsense. At the end of the day, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, that's when you're really gonna see, you know, the gains or the improvements over time, because compound interest is on your side. You know, time is on your side. If you're not at the end of the road, if you're not, you know, 90 years old, 100 years old, 80 years old, or even though I probably already said that, but yeah, you know, if you're in your 40s, if you're in your 50s, if you're in your 30s, if you're in your 20s, if you're a teenager, you got a gang of time. So trying to accumulate a bunch of wealth by the end of next year or in the next 3 years, it's just like, man, you're going to make so many mistakes in the short term. So you got to focus on a strategy and just have enough discipline to stick to an investment strategy that's going to continually work for you. So that way you're not overthinking your investments. You don't want to be overthinking this because, again, you could really make a lot of mistakes. And sometimes it takes years to fix certain investment mistakes. So going back to algorithmic trading, again, basically investors will program computers to make automatic trades, and they engage in other things called high frequency trading. So that's what you're up against. You're up against computers, you're up against robots, you're up against machines. So you can't compare your progress or your portfolio to automatic machine trading. It's going to mess with you mentally, and obviously it'll mess with you financially if it's causing you to make mistakes. But anyway, basically, algorithmic trading is fully automated and it has a known probability of success that's based on historical data, what works and what doesn't work. These computers can trade all day, all hours of the day. Whenever the market's open, the computer algorithms can be trading. Also, algorithms can trade faster and are less likely to make mistakes. And there's no emotion involved with computer algorithms. It's a computer. It's going to do whatever it's programmed to do. With computer algorithm trading, the trades are consistent. They're more consistent than human beings. And then some of the algorithmic strategies are mean reversion, trend following, breakout strategies, and bias strategies. So again, you cannot compare yourself to that. But what you can do is you can adopt similar strategies on your own, which I know it seems counterintuitive. I know it seems counterproductive. But again, you can have strategies. You have to have strategies, but you have to have enough discipline to stick to those strategies no matter what. If you stick to those strategies, you'll be less emotional because you'll understand what your goals are, what your time horizon is. You'll understand what your budget is, and you'll understand your risk tolerance. Ergo, taking the emotional implications out of and emotional reactions out of investing, which, of course, if you can do that, you'll have a better success rate. You'll have a better strategy. You'll have better returns over the long term, assuming you're a long-term investor. But anyway, man, that's all I really wanted to say about that. So don't beat yourself up if you lose money, you know, on a certain trade or on a certain investment. Honestly, over on this side, we don't trade, baby. We invest for the long term. But yeah, man, we all lose money. But again, the idea is to manage risk, to not lose as much money over the long term, because again, you gotta think about the long term, man. 20 years from now, 30 years from now, when you're ready to retire, you know, all the short term up and down fluctuations in the market right now, it's not going to matter to you when it's time for you to retire, or when it's time for you to send your kids to college, or when it's time for you, you know, to take that illustrious vacation you want to take, or whatever the case may be. Or whenever you're ready to pay off your mortgage. So yeah, man, you want to have a long-term mindset, but again, you want to adopt a strategic plan and a strategy that you stick to no matter what. So that way you're not emotionally trading or making emotional investments. You don't want to be emotional. You want to have a plan that you can stick to no matter if the market is rallying or if the market is just bleeding down or whatever the case may be. Stick to a strategy. That's going to ensure that you don't make as many mistakes as the average investor. So yeah, man, that's all I wanted to say about that. I got to work on my content, man. Next week, I'll probably try to get into some other things like the Inflation Reduction Act, and just a few other things. But yeah, man, that's basically what I wanted to talk about, because yeah, a lot of people, man, they lose money in this. And it makes them try to revenge trade or get back their losses. Don't focus on that. If you lost money on an investment, so what? Just focus on what you can control, which is getting back to your strategy. Again, pick a strategy that works and stick to that strategy no matter what. So yeah, man, I'm wrapping it up here. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you download, rate, comment, and subscribe to the podcast. We got more episodes on the way. So yeah, I'm gonna see y'all next Sunday. Be on the lookout next Sunday. A new episode of Passion, Purpose, Perspective will be out next Sunday. So as usual, you already know who it is. I'm not gonna say it again. I'm out.